Happy to be here today, sitting in for Paul W., following one of my favorite breakfast events of the year. It is the Rainbow Connection Scholarship Breakfast. Rainbow Connection is a wish-granting organization for Michigan kids facing life-threatening illnesses. Ingrid Todd is the executive director of Rainbow Connection. She joins me on the phone now. So we awarded this morning, like we do each year, $1,000 scholarships to former WISH recipients who have graduated from high school or going on or are in college. And it is really a fantastic thing, one that I'm, as a member of the board and this committee, am so happy to serve on. Ingrid Todd joins me on the phone now on Focus on WJR. Ingrid, good afternoon to you. And it was spectacular again this morning.
Oh, Dave, it always is. It is one of the most amazing mornings when we celebrate the WISH children that, you know, sometimes we've granted their wish when they were 2, 3, 4 years old. And now they're walking in front of us doing amazing things, leading our youth into the future, and we get to help them. And more importantly, we get to stay connected and, you know, follow their story and their journey throughout their entire career.
We recognize them and celebrate them. We awarded today 25 scholarships, and this is something that Kevin Schneiders, president and CEO of EDSI, has supported in such a major way. We have others who have helped to make this happen on a yearly basis as well with their financial support, and the ability to, you know, to do this for these young people in some cases, as you mentioned, years after they received their wish. This is what the Rainbow Connection is all about, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the wish is amazing, but more importantly, staying in contact with the families and supporting them through the entire journey, including through the scholarship program, is what, you know, separates the Rainbow Connection from everyone else. We feel that, you know, we want them to find a friend in the Rainbow Connection, and we love supporting them and hearing their stories and learning all the things that happen. And since 2005, when the scholarship program began, it's amazing. Over 325 scholarships have been awarded, Dave.
Yeah, we're very, very proud of that. And look, we know the cost of higher education today as well. So anything that can help as part of that is wonderful. But in talking with, you know, the family members, some of the recipients, they so appreciate the fact that, you know, the Rainbow Connection is still a part of their lives. And there are instances where these young people are now giving back to the Rainbow Connection.
Absolutely, in many ways. Additionally, it's very interesting. A lot of the children go on to do something in the medical field because they've been so exposed to it and learned from it. And then they go on to be doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, child life specialists. And it's very incredible to watch and learn. I ran into a young lady we granted a wish for and a scholarship, and she's now at Children's Hospital running the child life specialist. She's a child life specialist there. It's awesome to see.
Give us, for those who maybe don't know about the Rainbow Connection and the mission of this wonderful Michigan nonprofit, a brief history of the Rainbow Connection. We've mentioned a wish-granting organization for Michigan kids, but there's support for the family throughout all of this, but a brief history.
Of course. So the Rainbow Connection was founded in 1985. To date, we've granted over 4,600 wishes to some amazing and brave Michigan children. However, the wish in and of itself is phenomenal, but we like to stay connected. So we developed programs. One of them, as David mentioned, he and Kevin developed the scholarship program. Additionally, we have something called the Enhancement Program to provide free, fun opportunities to wish families and their siblings and parents to attend sporting events, picnics, holiday parties. And last but not least, very important, we have a special response program. When a family is diagnosed with an illness, they either go from two income to one or one to none, but their bills absolutely remain the same. So we receive grants that can specifically be used to subsidize and help with those bills and take the pressure off while the families and their children are at the hospital fighting for those children.
So for those who are interested in learning more, you know, they can certainly find everything they need to know. And also, if they would choose to support the organization, there's an opportunity to do that online.
Absolutely. RainbowConnection.org is your conduit to see if you want to volunteer, attend an event, donate, drop off some sporting tickets for Wish families to use, or just call us or email us. We'd love to give you a tour of our location in Rochester, show you our Wish board, and tell you some of the stories of the amazing, brave children that we get to work with every day.
Well, and they are amazing, and the families are amazing. And we know that when there is a child facing issues, challenges, illness, yes, it's the child principally, but it's the entire family that is there, you know, at that moment and also through the journey. And so the families are embraced by Rainbow Connection.
Absolutely. Everyone is impacted, and we love supporting each and every one of them any way possible. That is what we will always do.
So you can support Rainbow Connection. You certainly, there are businesses that that want to get behind the scholarship committee. We'd be happy for that as well. But it is truly one of my favorite mornings of the year. Maybe the favorite, the Rainbow Connection Scholarship Breakfast, which we held this morning, awarding 25 scholarships to our former Wish children who are now in higher education pursuits. Ingrid, thank you so much for this. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good, Dave. Thank you so much.
Ingrid Todd is the Executive Director of Rainbow Connection. RainbowConnection.org is the website, with much more information there. And we're back with more on Focus on this Thursday after these messages.